Welcome back to the program, and covering the exploits of Exxon is anything but a walk in the park, although it does keep us all busy. The latest analysis of the ExxonMobil funding reports reveal that in spite of recent public statements to the contrary, that company continues to bankroll organizations that misrepresent the science and urgency of global warming. Who better to talk about that than the ExxonMobil Expose Exxon campaign? Shawnee Hoover is with us to tell us what we should all know about the reality behind the hype. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of EcoTalk.
Happy to be here, Betsy.
Thank you. So tell us, what did you find?
Well, it's very interesting. As we know, at a time of very high gas prices, right, that are just going to continue skyrocketing over the summer.
With record high profits, yes.
Record high profits. They got Exxon raked in almost $40 billion for 2006. We have to wonder, of course, who's paying the price, right? So a new analysis that's just been released shows that ExxonMobil is making a huge profit in more ways than one. They're making their profits both at the gas pump and in the corridors of Congress by funding these front groups and think tanks that deny and distort the best available science on climate, and continue to mislead the public and policymakers on global warming.
Now, they said that they stopped funding the very groups you're talking about, the Competitive Enterprise Institute and the American Enterprise Institute. CEI, of course, is where Chris Horner works. He's been certainly making the rounds of those talk shows. Everyone from Glenn Beck to Hannity and Combs casting doubt on climate change's seriousness.
That's exactly right. So, as many of your EcoTalk listeners know, Exxon's been caught in this firestorm of criticism from not just the Expose Exxon campaign, which is a coalition of many of the major environmental groups in the United States, but also from scientists across the United States and the UK, like the UK's Royal Society, the Union of Concerned Scientists, and from policymakers like Senators Rockefeller and Snow, over the company's long-term disinformation campaign on global warming, and specifically their funding of these climate skeptic groups.
Okay, so do you have proof that they are, in fact, funding CEI and AEI?
They are not funding CEI, or they did not fund CEI in 2006. So what I was going to say is that's basically the backdrop, and what this analysis shows of their most recent 2006 World Giving Report shows that Exxon is still funding more than $2 million to the majority of these climate kind of skeptic groups that are almost identical to the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
They're spinoffs, if you will.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily a spinoff, but CEI works very closely with these other groups. So other groups like the Heartland Institute or the George C. Marshall Institute or Frontiers of Freedom, they're still getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from ExxonMobil. And many of these groups, in fact, were named on a 1998 industry memo that was revealed that basically had a plan, and it's all on our website, that had a plan to manufacture uncertainty around the science of global warming that was based specifically on the tobacco-style campaigns to undermine science around smoking. And in fact, Exxon hired many of the same personnel, PR personnel and whatnot, that worked on the tobacco campaign. So in this firestorm, Exxon has recognized, obviously, that this is threatening their position in Congress and their influence over congressional members. And therefore, in response, ExxonMobil's Ken Cohen, who's the vice president of public affairs and, more importantly, the chair of Exxon's grant-making foundation.
Convenient.
Has been,
go
yes,
ahead.
Convenient.
And then tell us
He's
about
been
Philip Cooney.
Reporters that uh-huh. Exxon's, in fact, not really funding these groups anymore.
And what about Philip Cooney? What's he doing back there behind the curtain?
Well, he's completely silent, and Exxon will not give any information about what Philip Cooney is working on or what he does. All they've said is that he's not in the public eye.
Gee.
Which I'm not sure that gives us much Comfort.
He's the master editor, for those who have forgotten that name.
Yeah, the master editor of the government global warming documents.
So you're saying, of course, that as long as Exxon is funding the core network of front groups that are casting doubt on climate change and the facts about global warming, there's no way that they can have any credibility with the public.
Absolutely. And they can't have any credibility at the policy arena or policy table either. Because, I mean, the bottom line is that the influence of this of these groups and ExxonMobil's disinformation campaign has been quite successful in essentially blocking action on global warming over the past decade. And it's been quite well documented. And so today, even though the awareness of global warming is across the board has just reached dizzying heights, which is wonderful, but still we're seeing polls that are coming out, such as by the Pew Research Center, that show as much as 47% of the public are still uncertain about the causes of global warming.
And, of course, spots like the Green Bubbles TV ad that Exxon did and the one with Stanford University that got the progressive activist Stephen Bing to withdraw money from Stanford University, those don't help.
No, they certainly don't help. I mean, they're dumping millions and millions of dollars into a PR campaign to really, and they've said openly that they are trying to change their image and create a more softer image on global warming. But at the same time, they turn around and they continue to fund these groups that are undermining progress on global warming by keeping policymakers debating about the causes. If you don't know the cause of a problem, it's very hard to figure out which mechanisms to pull in order to correct it.
Exxon, right? Bringing us the softer side of planetary destruction. Thank you so much. We're out of time, Shawnee Hoover, with the Expose Exxon campaign. Final thoughts in a minute?
Well, please go to our website, exposeexxon.com. You'll find lots of information. You can sign up to send Exxon a letter and say, forget it, we don't want any part.
Thank you. We'll be back right after these messages.